사투신 못해야 허리여서 할머니 사주라 사투신 못해야
Okay, so we have three cases where you have this overlap. Again, we just discussed some of the issues of overlap, what the criterion is, what's the exception, what's the rule, what's the criterion of the rule. Very, very important. Well, we have three cases where you have it. Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim, katal aspasta, and kaniv silka. Okay, what's noticeable at the outset is that only in one of the three cases do we have the factor of tzorach, right? Zomer v'tzorach le'etzim. In the other cases, we do not have the tzorach. In those cases, we have the overlap without the tzorach. So it could just be that, you know, you said it in the first case, and then the other cases are plug in the formula, just take a tinsis. The Rambam formulates it this way in Mishnah Torah as well, and the Minchas Chinuch was bothered by it. Right? The Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Shabbos, you have it there, Shlomo? You do or you don't? No? Perek Ches Halacha Daled, Kol Zera Shekitzirasa Mitzameches Oso Umegadlaso Kagon Aspasta Basilka. So really it's striking. The Rambam begins with Aspasta the Silka. The Gemara, the order is Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim, right? And then Aspasta the Silka. Here the Rambam starts the other way. HaKotzer v'shkogu chayit shtei chatos, achas v'pnei shu kotzer, achas v'pnei shu noteya, v'chein ha-zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayit v'shum kotzer v'shum noteya. So the Rambam's order is opposite. The order of the Gemara could be explained simply because the Gemara really doesn't start with Kotzer. The Gemara is interested in, brings us all in because it's interested in Zoreya. So the Zoreya's Noteya, right? Markiv, Markiv, Mavrich, and Zomer. And then the Gemara says Zomer. So Chayitzim, Chayiv, Shtayim, since they're talking about Zomer. But the Rambam switches the order. But not just switches the order. He drops the requirement of tzorech, which doesn't appear in the Gemara either, I shouldn't say drop it. He quotes the Gemara as is when it comes to aspasta basilka, and then in the v'chein, which sounds like it's not as even as if he said, you know, aspasta v'chein silka, or v'chein and then v'chein zomer. It sounds like aspasta basilka are the primary case. Kozer shikatzrasu b'tzamechas also megadlaso kagon aspasta basilka. They're together. Kotzer b'shkog achayv shtei chatos, achas b'shum shum kotzer, achas b'shum shum noteya, v'chein azomer v'tzarech ha'etzim chayv b'shum kotzer b'shum noteya. It sounds like that's an aftermath. Or maybe a tolda. So the Minchas Chinuch at least raises the question why the Rambam mentions tzarech in that case and not in the other cases. But the truth is that the Rambam, was really just copying the Gemara. Except that obviously you could read the Gemara as being an application, and the Rambam puts these are the first two cases. When you do that, it's hard to say that they're just applications of the case which is coming afterwards as a v'chein. Okay, so it appears to be for that reason, a good diuk. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, on the other hand, Shlomo, what did he do in Pirshei Mishnayos? Pirshei Mishnayos, the Rambam has it seemingly across the board. Here in Perek Zayin, but he has he mentions different avos melacha here and there for different reasons. Elo avos kulam dimyonos, v'hu ki amaram kotzer hume avos melachos, kamokein kolatolesh semach mechuba la'aretz kisha kavanasa ba'osa davar shetolesh. Kini sha'ora te'enim, o botzer anavim, o choveid zesim, kalecha melech melachos lo nomar bahem, shehin toldos kotzer, avalu kotzer mamish, kasher lo nomar b'mi, sheshochat keves o shor, shehu toldos ha'shochet, o misha bishol tavshom na tashilin, shehu toldos ha'ofer, avalu ofer atzmo. Okay. And then it goes on. Told Shetikach Inyan Osa Malacha Ham Meduya Ba'avos Lovad Ve'ezah Makom Shetimatzel Osa Inyan Told Ale Osa Av. So basically, Derech Agav, the Rambam mentions that Ketzira is L'shem Tzorech Hadavar. Right, that's what I just read. Kishe Kavanasa Ba'osa Davar Shetolesh. So in Pirshu Mishnayis, the Rambam seems to interpret Zomer V'tzorech L'Eitzim as a din in Kotzer completely, across the board, the Malacha. In Yad HaChazaka, it appears like he changed his mind and felt that Kotzer per se does not require Tzorech. Again, when he mentions Kotzer in Perek Zayin, Rambam says, Halacha Dalet, Zayin Dalet, V'chein, Echara Kotzer Tvua, O Kipnios, O Botzer Anavim, O Goder Tmarim, O Masik Zaysim, O Ora Te'inim, Kol Elu Av Malacha Achasim. So call achas mehen lakar dover migidulav miskaven. He doesn't say that you're interested in the abeg in the tzorech. He just said the kavana here is lakar dover migidulav. Right, kotzer, lakar dover migidulav. Right. When it came to zuriya, as we already noted, there the Rambam seems to put the tachlis more in the forefront of the shem malach. Here it's not miskaving the davar shekatzar. It's miskaving lak or davar migidula. It's more comparable to chofer. So I think what took place is that the Rambam Pirshu Mishnayis read Zomer B'tzorech L'Eitzim as the exemplar. And then, you know, the continuation is an example of Aspasta and Silka. And he thought that's a din in Kotzer, and it applies across the board. And Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam, went back on that. Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam, decided that since the Gemara omits Tzorech in the case of Silka and Aspasta, I'm guessing that this is how he came to it, so that it's a special din in Zomer B'Tzorech L'Eitzin, as the Gemara says it, and therefore he switched the order as well. I'm speculating, admittedly. That's what I think would happen. The moving back for a second, and we already know Shitas Tosis. Tosis says that Tzorech L'Eitzin is a Tnai Kadum, it's a prerequisite for all of Kotzer. I think what Tosis says it doesn't depend on Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Even Rav Yehuda will agree that Kotzer requires Tzorech. Part of the Shem Malacha, and we've read this Tosis many times, both Tosis here and Tosis in Moed Katan and Av Beis Oved Beis. Yeah.
Well, this Tosis here, he says, to lower the Eitzim Kotzer Elevate.
Yeah, I know. But then the continuation, I agree. I, it's tempting, but...
The continuation is, he's only trying to show how there are cases where we would agree. He's not necessarily
Maybe, it's possible. I don't believe it. I think it sounds, by taking cases as big as, you know, the almanases and so on, I think he's going across the malach. Had it been just a way of you know, rehabilitating this particular, or, you know, building up this particular case, I think the comparisons would be odd. Meaning, the comparisons are much more... I know the language. I also noticed it. But I just... In Moed Katan, I think it's more explicit. Right, you have Moed Katan in front of you?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, Tzorech L'Eitzim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kotsun, Tzorech Gufo. Yeah, so I think it's perfectly clear in Tosfos Moed Katan that this is a din in Malachas Kotzer. I hear what Simcha's saying. I noticed it as well. Here one could say that it's to build up Eitzin for some reason, but I just think by the virtue of the continuation,
you bring Gomer with the Ace, and you're a competition perhaps. In the action here is called Gomer, it's called something else.
No, I hear. I understand why there might be reasons in Kali. I'm just saying, by virtue of the fact that he applies it to Disha and to you know the Almanases, it sounds like he's trying to show that there are malachos which required Sri Chalagufa. You're saying no, he's proving that there are even malachos like that, so certainly could be a hekatinta within a malacha. You might be right. I can't prove it otherwise. But given Tosis White Katan and the continuation, my sense is that he's speaking across malacha. It doesn't really matter so much to me, as I say, because I'm interested in the reins of the Shita, so if you want to say it's only Tosis White Cotton, fine. As for the other Shita, namely that it's Dafka, Zomer B'tzarech Le'etzim, so I maybe you're right, or we have the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, or we may have Rashi, which I'll get to in just a second. So get to move back for a second, the Rambam paskins that Melach Shem Tzrichah L'Gufa is Chayim. So for him to say that Kotzer requires Tzorek and Perishim Mishayis, again, is to say what Tosfos is saying, at least in the word Katan, and what I understand he's saying in Shabbos too, that sometimes the Tachlos HaMalacha is part of the Shei Malacha. Okay. And the Rambam is a great proof of that. On the other hand, the Tosfos Rid and the Rav Yoh reject it completely. According to them, this Gemara isn't about Kotzer, and it's not about Ketziras Eitzim or Zoma Vitzarech Le'etzim. It's just the regular Dina of Malach Shein Tzrichah L'Gufa. This Gemara is Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. That's what Tosfos Rid and the Rav Yoh say. So according to Tosfos Rid and Rav Yoh, basically, this wonderful Gemara here is such an important Yesod for whatever we're going to debate. What its scope is, but it doesn't exist at all, according to Tosfos Rid and Rav Yoh. Okay. According to the Rishonim, that it does exist, then what kind of halacha is it? So, as we already explained it for Tosfos and for the Rambam and Pirkei Mishnayos, what are the other possibilities? So I think one possibility is that it's only Kedei L'Chayiv Shnayim. And in light of exactly what we just talked about in Moed Katan a few minutes ago. The only time, maybe, that you need Tzorech to build up the Malacha is when you want to overcome the effects of overlapping. We might say, there are people who think that you can't overlap practically at all. And we've demonstrated this already, and we'll keep running into it. And then there are people who overlap, without skipping a beat, Or they love to overlap. But certainly they don't see anything problematic about overlapping. And then there are people who will allow for overlapping, but see it as a problem. You have to overcome in order to overlap. Right? Because there is this problem of Ikar and Tafel and so on. And is it one Kula, or is it one and one Maisa? So, for those who believe in overlapping under the right conditions, So Kavanah could be very, very crucial. Essentially, that's what the Meiri said. Meiri said that even though the Meiri limited the overlapping difficulties to toldos, but he said if you have toldos and you have Kavanah, then it's going to be fine. So the point isn't so much the tolda part for that. I mean, that's a part too. There are two chidushim in the Meiri, right? That overlapping is a three. That overlapping is an issue. That toldos can be different than avos in this regard, two, and three, that kavanah can compensate. Three chidushim in the Meiri. I'm interested in the moment in the kavanah part of it. Now again, in light of the Mabit and the Meiri and the Ra'ah, so the role of kavanah could be crucial. Again, the Mabit who said, why should there ever be overlapping? Why is Zomer B'tzarech Le'etzim Chayiv? Actually, this is what he says. Because the Malachas Machsheva is Asra Torah. So, maybe that's why you need a Tzorech. It's not a din in Kotzer. It's a din in the overlapping compensation. Now, Miri doesn't say it's a din Malachas Machshevas, but which creates a Shem Malacha, but it's Kavanah playing that role. And as I say, the mentality of the Ra'ah, who said that if you have two malachos and you're not miskavin for both, so it becomes psik reshidol nichalei, the ikar is mevatel the tafel. So in light of the Ra'ah, the Me'iri, the Mabit, I think that's a good way to learn this sugya, is that the need for tzorech is an inyan in the relationship between the malachos. It's not a din in kotzer, it's a din in both. The only question I would ask or raise is, why is it necessary, or if I may be so bold, is it necessary that the tzorech express itself in the kotzer? If this is really, if the reason that you need tzorech here is not because of the nature of katsira or tolda, a particular tolda trying to squeeze into katsira, but because of this overlap issue or the relationship between the malachos, so do you need kavana for both? Do you need kavana for one of them? In which case, which one? Is it because kotzer is the more tafel malacha here? I'm not quite sure why that is exactly. Maybe the point is that it's zomer, but tzarech le'etzim, the melacha zmira is first and foremost viewed as zriya, right? To overcome the overlapping problem, to call it also kotzer, you need kavanas katsira. But had it been that it was first and foremost katsira, maybe it'd need kotzer the tzarech le'ipui karka. I don't know. I'm wondering, yeah. In what?
Lama Mishkadali.
Yeah.
So, I had to have those two bases. I had the second case, which was almost self-facing. And in the first part of the halakha stated if one is kosher, and if it happens to.
Right, so maybe that is the point. That's the meter source. That's what I'm trying to get back to. Excellent. Is that the point in the Vechem? Maybe the first case is, the truth is that Zomer, Vitzorich Leitzin, is first and foremost Zriya. And therefore you need the Kavanas Katsira for the overlap. But when you have Katsira, you don't. But do you need Kavanas Yipui Karka? That I don't think you either. That's not so clear either. I mean, it seems not. Ches Dalid. Kol zera shektziraso mitzameches. That's not kavana. That's otherwise it wouldn't exist. Umegadlaso a kotzer vishkaga chayv shtei chatos. Aksum kotzer achas mipnei shehu noteya. So in theory, I think it could have been that way, but it doesn't sound that way fully in the Rambam, which is why we'll make the other suggestion in a minute. But in theory, it could be so. But in light of the mabit, the ra'ah, the meiri, moed katan, I think it's very sensible to say that this halacha, it's not Rav Shimon, but it's not a din in kotzer, and it's not a din in toldos kotzer either, or a particular toldos kotzer. It's a din in the relationship between malachos. Then you have to figure out, which one do you need kavana for? The answer is the tafel one of the two. And how do you know which is the tafel one? Then I have no clue. I don't know why. I mean, if you'd asked me, again, you woke me up in the middle of the night and you said to me, Zomer v'tzorech la'etzim, is it primarily kotzer or is it primarily zoreya? Okay. Every night I would have told you it's kotzer. I don't know why, but again, I guess people are more into pruning, see it differently.
The Gemara makes it sound like that,
Makes it sound that what? That it's more kotzer than zoreya?
No, it's more zomer.
Yeah, for sure. I just don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm saying in light of the language of the Gemara, because they call it Zomer Vitzorech Leitzin. But that begs the question. We're trying to explain why that's so.
No, but I mean, it could be in the individual case, the person doing Zomer, that would actually be the odd. In other words, he has intention for a kotzer. But his.
Let's say the guy is chopping wood. I mean, does it really make a difference what the context is? Maybe. What? Is it clear? Not clear. It's. Maybe it does, right?
His main intention is for...
I mean, the case isn't a legal description of what's taking place. It's a description also of what's Ikar B'Tafel. Maybe. I don't think that's a double question at all. Look at Mark. Mark says, Zomer B'Tafel Leitzim Chayet Shai. If the zomer here means not, you know, he's out with his, you know, he's wearing his planting clothes, you know, and this is what he's doing, then maybe that's what it means. So that if he's kotzer, you know, matzmiach bevasachas, so maybe he has to have kavanas matzmiach. Very possible. So they could say it's totally subjective. It depends on your context, the clothes that you're wearing.
The secondary thing is also right.
But I'm just saying the other way to read the Gemara is he's doing zomer objectively. The act of zmira is a more dominant way to define this action than the katsira part. I'm not sure why that would be if that's true, but I think that that's another way to read the Gemara. Yeah, I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, I just taking that approach. Then what he's saying is that it's. I mean, right. Instead of saying it's subjective, it's that it's subjective, and to overcome your own subjective kavana, you need another subjective kavana to parallel it.
Okay. Right. Right. Okay. So I'm not sure about this. Yeah.
Then Yechaskinov, in the case of Oxid and Gershusha, seems to think that Zoraya in general is stronger than Kotzer.
Why is that?
No,
that's not because of the strength or the weakness, it's because of the definition. In other words, Yechaskinov says that Zriya is not Hashrasha. And therefore, in those cases, there'll be Zriya, even though there'll be no Katsira. Because Katsira is Talisha. That's some things that we're going to discuss. But it's not because Zoreya is stronger, it's just because it's different. Zriya means, you know, Hanachas Zera Ba'aretz, and Katsira means Oker Dover Megidula, so you need a Megidula. But those cases, we'll have Zriya in one direction where you won't have Katsira in another direction. You can have Katsira without... you can have Zriya without having Katsira in the reverse. That just goes to the definition of what Zriya is and what Katsira is. But it doesn't show that if you're doing both things at the same time, that one is more dominant than the other. I don't see that at all. It's a different definition. It's like apples and oranges. I'm defining Zriya, if I'm not defining Zriya by its result, by Hashrasha, so there are going to be cases of Zriya which don't qualify for Mechubar or Yanika, which is the criterion for, or the necessary foundation for Katsir. I don't think it's more or less, it's just different. Yeah?
I think they could explain the reason why this is more Zomer than Kotzer, but this is talking about like a fruit tree, it's not normal to...
Yeah, we'll get that in a second. Meaning it's... is that why it's more Zomer than Kotzer, or is that why... Is that why it's a tolda, not an av?
It's as far as they once you're saying that it's not normal for
Tzarkas. I mean, the one could explain the other, but I don't think he needs that for Zomer Vitzar and Eitzim. But you're saying, if you want to use that Svara here too, I mean, because this isn't the normal Katsira, if you take the view, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
If for any reason Katsira here, this is not a regular Katsira, I'm treating this issue across the board. Say you're doing Zmir and Katsira at the same time, assuming that this is a regular routine Katsira, so why is it that we consider the Katsira to be the one on the defensive? Right, so the answer to that question is either because he's wearing his his green clothes and not his red clothes, meaning he's really, you know, he's planting now. He's not a lumberjack right now. He's a farmer. Okay? He's not a person who's destroying the ecology. He's a person who's investing in it. So that's it. So it's just subjective. And in Okanami, if it was turned around, maybe if the point is that it's the overcoming of the overlap that needs the kavana on the Dabra Tafel, so it would just depend each time. That's one answer. I accept that. I just don't know if it's true. But I accept that it might be true. Or it's something about the act itself. Now, if it's something about the act itself, then Matthes is saying, so it doesn't have to be Katsira and Zriya, the Obos, and it doesn't have to be even Zmira, right? It may have to do with the fact that Katsira is a more tentative, that Katsira's Eitzim is a more tentative Katsira to begin with. Right. That very well may be true. That could be a third factor. It's not the Malacha, or one of the Malachos versus the other, it's the particular case of the Malacha that will determine. Of course, once you say that, then you may not need to say this whole Svara anyway. Because then it's possible that we need the Tzorech not for the relationship between the overlapping of the two malachos, but we just needed to establish it as a code there, which is why I didn't bring it in yet. But you're absolutely right; it could work for that too. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what Simple is trying to say. If you want to say that, if you accept, I just thought based on the continuation, the Tosfos was saying a malacha base. I mean, it only becomes Katsira because of Machshava.
Right.
In this particular case, not in general Katsira. That's what Simple is saying.
Also,
we'll get back to that, and that's what we're saying.
In line with the Rambam, the Rambam really says it's by Jason, not by Asas and the other one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what we're getting to. Yeah, I don't think, as I said, I don't think the Rambam says it's overlap shot, because then he would have had to, which Asher was suggesting, this is overlap shot. I think it would work, except that it doesn't sound like in the Aspasta and the Silka case that he needs Kavana at all. It might have been that he needs Kavana for the other direction, but it doesn't sound like it requires Kavana period. So that brings us to the next point. And that is that this is not, again, so far what we have is the Tosfos written Rav Yosef, there's no halakha here. There's nothing to talk about. No need for a shiur on this topic. The irony is the Tosfos Rid and the Rav Yod give us many other things to talk about that other people don't think exist. So that's it's not a topic at all. Or it's a halacha in Malachas Kotzer specifically, which means it's not a universal halacha in overlapping or toldos or whatever. It's a halacha in Kotzer, but that's very, very important. That's certainly Rambam. It sounds like Rambam Pirshin Shnayis. And it sounds like Tosfos in Moed Katan. I think that's Tosfos in Shabbos, but I agree that we could agree to disagree on that. The third shot is that this is a general halakha about overlapping compensation, which is a very, very important idea. And then we just raise the point that, A, that there is this idea of overlapping, yet it's problematic and you need compensation. Kavana compensates. And then we're raising the question, what is going to be Iker, what is going to be Tafel here? Is that objective? Is that based on the Malacha? Is that based on the case? Is that based on his intention? Those kind of issues. Okay, but I think that is consistent with, even though it's not said by, but consistent with the mentality of the Mabit, the Meiri, the Ra'ah. The fourth shot, just one more second, is the one that all of you are hinting at, Simcha and Dovi and the Matis and so on. And that is that this is very specific to this case. Now here, I think, again, one could say one of two things. Very specific to this particular case, or a general halakha in toldos. So let's say that. According to the Ram, that malakha in tzricha legufa is potter in all toldos, if that's really what he believes, he seems to say. If that's true, so then, if Katsiras Eitzim is a tolda, then this will be an expression of that. Just like, you know, the toldas dosh required Tzricha Legufa. Dosh doesn't require Tzricha Legufa, but toldas dosh does. So that would be a crucial statement about toldos, generally, along the lines of how we already analyzed it. We pointed out then that Achronim understand it in two ways. Some understand it as being definitional, namely, if the toldos by defined by the tachlis, and there's no tzricha legufa, so you don't have the taklis, so you don't have the toldos, so there's no shame. That's how the Rav understood it. Or, since Rav Nachum Zemba asked the question in Tosfos Chaim, and felt it was a good question against the Ran, obviously he felt it was a characteristic of a tolda, of dine tolda, like things like Malachas Machshavas, things of that sort. Either way, that would be important. That would be another way to read Tzorech Leitzin. Now, you'd still have to explain why it is that Kotzer Eitzim is a tolda, or you have to prove that it was a tolda. But, we'll get back to that in a second, this would be a universal halacha in toldas. The other possibility is that it's about this particular tolda. Maybe not all toldas require kavanas ataklis, but this particular tolda is really on the borderline, and the only thing that gives it the status of Kotzer is, in this case, is Tzorech. That would be the other way to explain it. In a way, that's Anyways, this would focus on, I think I have to do the pshat in Rambam, number one. I say the Rambam, and that's what Dovi was just saying, correct?
Yeah.
Kol zera shekatsirasa mitzanechasa megadlasa b'ganaspasta v'silka hakotza b'shgaga chayiv shtei chakalos. Achas v'dei shukotza, achas v'dei nuntem. Ken azomer, hutzor chayitza, and that'll also be chayiv mishum ko, that's a v'chein. The reason it's a v'chein is because it's a tolda. Or, again, not every tolda, but at least this particular tolda. Now, the fact that Ketziras Eitzim is a tolda is not such a davar pasha, but it is said by Rashi. Rashi says it here, right? Ayin Gimel on the base. Where else does Rashi say it? Brian? There you go. Okay. Creases. Okay, and there he says it sharply. We'll read it in 1 second. Rashi here also says it. Ein gimel amid beis. What does Rashi say? Zomer v'tzarech la'etim la'asakal mishum d'tzarech lahem hav yatolda d'kotzer d'tzarech nami liktzar. Rashi makes it clear that it's a tolda. And again, this is not Rashi. This is not one of the Rishonim who thinks that there's no such thing as a me'ein av, as we know. And even if you felt there was no such thing as an Einav, one would think that Kotzer Eitzin might be in the category of an Av. You might talk about Ora, and Botzer, and what is it, Mosaic? Whatever they all refer to, each one to his particular client. But we're talking about real Kotzer. But Rashi says it's a Tolda, and he also makes it clear that the only thing that makes this Tolda is that it's Tzarech Nami Liktzar. That he needs it. Then when it talks about the others, you understand the Gemara now, according to Rashi, there's no tzorech because either they're avos or toldos, whatever it is, they don't need the tzorech to make them that. Now, Simcha wants to say that that's pshat also in Tosis. Again, I think from the continuation it doesn't sound that way, but he's being daik in the words lo mikri ve'etzim kotzer elevinyan ze. Words ve'etzim. I hear it. Of course, this works nicely with the Marsha in Sanhedrin, right? We recall the Marsha reread Tosis in Sanhedrin Chavav and Aleph to say that when Tosis says that the reason that you're chayiv in Zomer of Sarach Leitzim is because of Melachas Machshavas, and it doesn't refer to the Zriya part, but it refers to the Katsira part, and the reason is because it's Eitzim, and Eitzim are not really subject to Katsira, if not for Melachas Machshavas also taught. Now again, that's a stronger formulation, as is the Mabitz on the overlap. It's one thing to say you need kavana. It's another thing to say that it's midin malachas machshavas also a Torah. One is a step beyond the other. But what the mabit does for the overlaps, marsha does for the tzarech etzim in Tosin Sanhedrin Chavav Menal. Rashi in Krisus also says very clearly, l'shitaso here, that Eitzim are a tolda. What's the context, Ephraim?
The question about kotzar. So there might be a difference when...
Add another point. Kotzar or kotzar?
Is that nachas?
Keep going.
And the Gemara was trying to...
Aliba?
Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer.
Ah. Who says?
He says that Abal Aliba of Chazar Abal Aliba is chayev beis.
Okay, go ahead. So what's the issue?
So the issue is whether the reason why Baal Anida, the Chazar Baal now, is because it's E-Esha the Tzarkom, or whether it's simply because they are two actions, and any two actions would be Chayiv as well.
Because this is the issue that we discussed earlier in the year, right? We discussed Rabbi Eliezer, and then we mentioned it again. Rabbi Lezim Chayiv told him Mokomav. What about Av Av? Kotza v'kotza. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says at one point that maybe we're talking about, what's the case?
There was a grapevine that was wrapped around a date palm, and he cut off a date along with the vine. He needed the vine for the eitzim. He did not need the date at all.
Yeah. So Rashi on that, very good. So Rashi says, te'enim b'te'ino, ve'enad of the gefen. Right, Rashi? Vayitzark livtzar gefen, Mahasaka, the katzatz v'mazachas, priyateinu is moras hagepen, that's the branch of the vine. The chayiv shtayim, chada apri, the te'ena, the hainu kotzer, the chad azmora, the tolda, the kotzer. And then what does he quote? The kaimel and b'shabes, zomer, b'tzorech le'etzim, tolda the kotzer, he... Not zomer b'tzorech le'etzim is the condition for being chayiv shtayim, but zomer b'tzorech le'etzim is tolda the kotzer. Mishum hachi chayiv shtayim, afagav de b'vasachas, hol v'shemos m'chlokim, ze'av v'ze'tolda, v'gufim m'chlokim, v'shneilon, the same. So it's a very strong formulation based on the Gemara. Rashi is really, truth is not so mechudash in Rashi. Even really, he spells it out, but it really sounds that way. The Gemara itself says different shemos, same, right? Mishumachim bechayber belazer holu shemos mechlokim v'gave v'gutin mechlokim. Again, this is Rabbi Eliezer who holds a chayva told him makamav. It's one of the stronger rayim. We talked about belazer and the chachamim. We mentioned this Gemara. This is one of the rayas that it's not just that he has a different view of chiluk chatos, perhaps. Maybe he really holds that a tolda is a separate shame. Okay. In any case, clearly, Rashi is fleshing out the Gemara that Kitziras Eitzim is tolda, and it sounds like Rashi increases, like Rashi and Shabbos thinks that that's the reason why you need tzarech, not for kotzer. You need the tzarech to establish this tolda as an av. It doesn't sound like it's a universal rule in all toldos, like the Ran, but it sounds like this particular tolda wouldn't otherwise achieve this wouldn't achieve this status. Now again, what's interesting is Tosas, because Tosas Moed Katan Simcha adds that final line. I mentioned it previously. Also says, and don't think, right? What? Tosin might cut and has the other view, namely that what's the reason of Tzarech Le'etzim, it's a din in Malachas Katsira. Right. Then Tosin says, and don't think, because it's a din in the Av of Katsira, that it would apply to its Tolda, that it's Dafka the Av that requires Tzarech. Mm-hmm. You have the, at the end of Tosin.
Yeah.
Yeah, a tolda also needs to be like an av. So of course, in you know, the Ran and Tosas here are opposites, right? Not lahalacha because Tosas doesn't hold this way, but Tosas is considering the possibility that kotzer the av requires tzorek and tolda the dilution does not. How can the dilution be stronger than? Well, it's a different. We gave the example of Rama and Rama, which we don't understand so well either, maybe, but at least the phenomenon is out there. Namely, Rama and Rama explain that Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, but Mefarek, the Tolda of Dash, doesn't require Gidulei Karka because the Tolda. Tolda doesn't have the demand. Normally, we see that Tolda has either the exact demands of the Av, especially if the Av and the Tolda are just the Mechanem Meshutaf, the common denominator between them. So there should be no difference. And if there is a drop-off in the Tolda, so one would think that if anything, you have to compensate. You have to have what the Av has in order to qualify for Chiyuv, and if anything, you might require more. Right? And that's what we have according to some of the Rishonim here. If the reason, right, let's say the Ram, or if the reason that you required Sora here is for Toldas in general, or for a particular Tolda to achieve the status of Av, that's an example of the need for overcompensation. Tosis was saying, no, the exact opposite. Because Tolda is different from the Av, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, it's still like a different shame in a way, so it's produced by the Av. It's a child, you know, he gets his genes from the Av, and then he goes off on his own. You know, sometimes he's a clone, sometimes he's recognizable, and sometimes you have to look carefully to recognize even, right? So, to what extent is he held to the standards of the father? So, if he really becomes almost like a different shame, notwithstanding the why chayv only achas, told him mokomav, then it becomes tough on the ikar, even though it is a different shame. So then you can understand. We discussed it, the concept of Tosas. But in terms of the range here, it's interesting to contrast Tosas, but Tosas is totally l'shitasam, And the opposite view of Rashi, and when I think of the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, and the Marsha, right, and the Rambam. But again, in some cases, across the board for the nature of Toldos, then you really have an interesting argument. All Toldos need Kavana, or one would have thought that Toldos don't need Kavana even if the Av does, or in the case of particular Toldos. Okay, now, was there a question? Or okay, good. Okay. So this would answer the Minchas Chinuch's question as well. Now, why is it that Siras Eitzin is a Tolda that we started explaining? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What do we think of the fact that the Rambam also requires Kavana by Zoraya also? In Zomer?
Well, I think we discussed that. So.
I mean, the default of Zomer.
Maybe again, as we discussed, I think we gave several possibilities. We're not sure if he requires Kavana. He says Kadeh, right? And we had Perek Zayin, we had Perek Ches, and then we said either Kadeh means the method, meaning this is he does it in such a way that we'll accomplish this, or that it's because Zomer looks like the opposite of Zriya, in the sense that it's, you know, it's not related to the Karka, it's cutting things off, it looks like it's stunting rather than stimulating, but it's a stunting that stimulates, and therefore maybe to be even an Av, it needs a Kavana. You know, that could be a specific halacha. Whenever we said that, I stick by now, but I don't know whether it helps. I guess it helps in the sense that something that, you know, needs compensation can get it from Kavana. I guess in that there's a pattern in the Rambam. But I don't know if it helps us in halacha dalet much. I don't think it helps in halacha dalet, but I think there is a parallel. There is a parallel. Okay. What makes Kotzer Eitzin Dafka a Tolda? So here what Mata said may be correct, namely what based on the Egle Tal, that?
If you have a fruit tree that's not normal,
so it's better than that. Oh, you think it's a Shalok Kederach? It could be a Shalok Kederach. But it more likely is that it's
the
Karka. Yeah, or not the Karka, but the point is that the Yanika Minakarka is viewed, I don't know whether it is, but we should say this right now because Michael's not in the room. So it's like one step removed from the eighth. Right, we'll have a conspiracy of silence when we come back. It's one step removed from the. In other words, you're cutting off the when you cut off the fruit. That's one thing. Okay. What about cutting off the fruit from the tree? That would seem to be, yeah.
I was just going to say, actually, I guess Matzis is the opposite. That they thought was the theory that any time it's normal to cut something in any which way, whether it's kotzer or tolish, right, it's going to become an av. I assume it's normal to cut branches off the tree for all sorts of reasons, I mean, in terms of the health of the tree and other things. It is normal.
Well, the health of the tree is pruning. That's not a theory.
No. Meaning even to stop, let's say, if it's a dead tree. Meaning, like, the agave has two types of zoma.
Right.
In other words, it is normal to cut off
branches. Oh, you mean like the that we discussed already?
Yes.
I mean the part that's in the schedule.
Yeah.
Schedule pruning.
Right. So I think if that's true, I thought it might be so sad, I don't know. But if that's true, then one would develop a theory which would be against Rashi.
Yeah, the Midafka, that would be part.
Yeah.
Okay. But in any case, according to Rashi and the Rambam, it does seem that you need compensation. It could be also the other issue might be that Katsira is related to Machalos, to Machal. And anything that isn't a Dvar Machal, I think some Achronim say that as well. Anything that's not a Dvar Machal is not subject to Katsira. I guess, you know, seeing it as part of Sidur Gepas is connected to that issue as well. The other possibility is Mitzad HaMaisa is different. Right? The act of Katsira for a tree is different, much more elaborate, different kind of instrument than the routine, you know, Katsira. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, it would be helpful to know which of these factors is more crucial than the others in Katsira. But either way, the phenomenon of requiring Tzorech in order to compensate, either in all Toldos or in a particular Tolda on the border, is an approach. So these are the approaches to Zomer v'Tzorech Leitz. Now let's move on to the next issue, and that is how to define Kotzer itself. So the classic case, we'll just start, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow would be 1 o'clock, because I have something that I won't be able to start until 12:30. The classic case of Kotzer is a case where you have several kasakes of kotzer, you have several components. Question like in all of those, trying to figure out which of the components that is part of the classic case is part of the halakhic definition and what is extraneous. The classic case, we're so glad that you're back. The classic case is kitsitsa mi. I feel so guilty already. We made some tentative scientific statements about yinika and from trees in your absence, but I was going to try to keep it from you. But Kitsitsas, the regular classic case of Kitsira, is a case where you have a davar mechubar, right, mechubar lakarka, which is yonek minakarka, and so it's gidule karka b'mokom yinikaso, and you remove it from that, you make it talush instead of mechubar, and you cut off the yinika. In the classic case, you do that irrevocably as well. I mean, there's no going back. You can replant something, but that's like starting anew. If something grew in the land, the karka, and you ripped it out, putting it back in is not turning back the clock, essentially. That's the classic case. And the classic case is tabua, which is machalos. And tabua, even more to the point, which is directly connected to the karka. And the act, the maisa ktsira, is also has a certain tsura. The question of all of these, the tsura sakatsira, the fact that it's tavua or machal, the need for mechubar, the need for pisuk hayanika, are all of these conditions for chiyu, for the av, or not even for chiyu? In which case, which cases are non-negotiable? And just to highlight it, just a few cases since we're pretty much on time, we'll pursue this tomorrow. Can we find cases where there's hefsek hayinika without hafgas shein mechubar? Right? Do you need mokom gidulo? Do you need gidule karka, etc.? So that's the sugya in Sadi Heyam Aleph. Discusses the parik. Gemara discusses the parik, and Rashi quotes kemo mefarik masa sheporik ochel b'makom shediskasibo. And Hava told us dosh. The is the amri that mefarik is told of the kotzer. Belowi, the lav mechubaru, and the pocket biakir, the koiba tini adog, kitvua bekasheha. The lashon mefarik, not in l'shaich l'neimer, a lashon tolesh. So Rashi is not 100% sure. He quotes a shita that milking a cow, right, removing the milk from the udder, I guess, is an act of katsira. And he says, number one, it's not true. Because it's not mechubar, it's pocket v'yakir. It's like self-contained, but it's contained there, but it's not mechubar. And number two, then it should be called tolesh and not kotzer. Okay. Second point sounds like it's a little more reticent about the whole thing. But this shita that says that removing the milk, now again, the milk has a connection to the, is an organic, I guess, connection between the, where you're moving it from and where it is rather. Right. It's not an artificial connection. Is that enough to be considered kotzer tzah mechubar? There's no pisuk hayinika. Or, sugya zanda kuf zayin ud beis. So they have here hashola dag min hayam. Right, you... Till now, we've been talking about planters, and loggers. What about fishermen? Shola dagman ayam. Kivin shiyavish bo kisela chay. Rav Yosef bar Avin, who bade some pirav, and lo teme yavish mamish, and lo fila d'avar riri. Okay. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that we're talking about the tefilas l'shabbos. And that's what the Rambam quotes. This is in the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Shabbos, under the rubric of Netilas Neshama. The Yerushalmi, discuss it tomorrow more fully, says that Shol Adag Min Hayam is kotzer, because you're removing the fish from his environment. That's what Rabbi Akiva said in the end of Masechet Brachos, to explain why, you know, it's impossible for Klal Yisrael to give up Talmud Torah. So, it's pisuk hayinika in a way, but you wouldn't say that it's tlisha min hamechuvar. What is that? Then you have to look at Rabbeinu Chananel, which is printed here on Kukasim and Aleph, only if it's irreversible, even if it's not reversible, irreversible. Okay. The Or Zaruah speaks about reversibility. The next case. Amar Shmuel, hoshid yada lamei behema. V'dildel ubar shumei'ai. Chayiv. Right? He destroys the ubar. B'mei'imo. Is chayiv. So what's that chayiv for? So the Gemara says, my time, amar ubar amduri azvroli, lav amar av sheishas haiman, the tolash, kishusa mehizmi vihigi. You have things growing on the weeds or whatever. Right? Mechayiv mishum okar davar megidula. So again, is that ubar v'mei imo that he destroys, that he kills? Is that okar davar megidulo? Is keshusa from higi v'higi okar davar megidulo? I'm Rabbi Haiman de Talish Pitra meuna dechatzva. What's Pitra? What is it? Mushrooms. Right, mushrooms grow on. Well, that's a question, right? They don't grow from the ground, exactly. I mean, they thrive on these wet, these damp environments. So it grows from Una Dechut, the Chatzva, the rocks. Mechayim Mishum Okar Davar Megidulo. This is a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Masa Ramoshia, Atolish Melzitz Nakuv, Chayim Shedon Nakuv Patur. How could something that grows on a Una the chatzva be more okar davar megidulo than atzut shein anaku. So the Gemara says hasam lav haynu rivisei, hach haynu rivisei, whatever that means. Rashi says ein derech zriya. Seems like Rashi thinks that depends on derech zriya. So the point is in all these cases, then of course you have the sugya and sadi hey atolish me'atzut naku chayiv. That's how you have an olive. She'ena nakuv potter. Rav Shimon potter b'zeh u'b'zeh. So we have to analyze atzit nakuv, atzit she'ena nakuv, also on sugan pe'ala from his days. And then there's also sugan b'choros to look at. At least I think I gave you in the Mar B'chamos. Tol, what's the case of b'choros? See? Tolesh. He's tolesh the tzemer before shchitas b'chor. And the question is that that's tole. What is that? Is that gozes or is it kotzer? Right. That's also a discussion in the Rishon. So all these cases are cases where there may be a component or two or three of classic kotzer, but not all of the components. And the question is, can we determine what kotzer is? Is it only gidulei karka? Is it even the bal chai? Does it require mechubar? Does it always require pisuk hayinika? Okay, so we'll stop here. But these are the questions that we're going to deal with tomorrow. And of course, closely related to katsira on the Bali Chayim level is geziza. So these are next two malachos. Hopefully we'll move quickly through them.